Stuff Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2013. Getting down to the end of month, getting into June here, which you wouldn't know if you're up in upstate New York and Vermont because they're still dealing with the snow out there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. We just got a confirmation. Cindy Sheehan is going to be on our show in the last half hour of our program today to talk about her Tour de Peace bike ride all across America. And so we're looking forward to having her on the show. It's going to be a real treat, I think. Real quick comment about one of the commercials you heard just before we went to airtime, and that, of course, is Republic Trading Group about buying gold and silver. Once again, the manipulators have managed to just absolutely drive down the price of gold, which makes no sense when you've got all these gold brokerages having to settle their gold delivery contracts for their cash value. And so what they're doing, they're manipulating again. They're trying to drive the price of gold down to scare people out of gold back into the stock market. Obviously, this is the opportunity for you to buy physical, not paper contracts. They're just throwing these things around to keep the gold and silver prices down. And these contracts are already provable. They can't deliver. They've run out of the gold to deliver on these things, but they're using these paper contracts to try and drive the price down. When the contracts come due, they offer to settle for the cash value. What's the cash value? It's just more ink and paper coming out of those private central banks and their printing presses and their computers. That's all it is. So if they're going to all this work to crush down the gold prices, now is the time for you to buy physical. Absolutely, you should be buying. And that's what they're doing. If they can crush the price of gold down, they're all going to be buying physical. George Soros is buying physical as much as he can. The central banks are buying physical as much as they can. This is your time to be buying when the price is artificially crushed down. All righty, getting on to the news here. obviously, this situation with Adam Kokesh continues to blossom. Over the weekend, I've been putting out the Facebook posts and all the rest of it, and I get hammered every time I put out a post anywhere about my online petition. Immediately get ganged up by all these people saying, all real Americans should join Kokesh. You need to go out there and grab a gun and what? March into Washington, D.C. and march into the state capitals. You're trying to talk Kokesh out of doing something that will matter. I'm not trying to talk Kokesh out of doing anything. Adam Kokesh doesn't listen to me, and neither do his supporters. All I am saying is, in the weeks remaining between now and July 4th, those gun owners and Second Amendment supporters who do not agree with what Kokesh is doing need to stand up and be very visible and very vocal, saying Kokesh does not act or speak for me. But for some reason, somebody seems to think that's a real problem for law-abiding gun owners and Second Amendment supporters to stand up and say Kokesh does not represent us, which tells us that whatever's planned for happening on July 4th is going to be blamed on or used to demonize gun owners as a class or Second Amendment supporters as a class. And it's an ugly, ugly situation. And I want to mention something here for any of you who are actually thinking about joining this, okay? Kokesh is marching a crowd of untrained people carrying guns across a narrow bridge into Washington, D.C. The D.C. police, possibly even the army, are going to meet Kokesh's marchers at the D.C. end of the bridge, which represents the city line. Now, why is this a problem? Well, when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to tell you what an unmitigated disaster this is and what proof it is this is a setup. We'll be right back.
I'm American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Adam Kokesh and his march. Well, he's calling it an armed revolution now. So as of last Friday, he started calling it an armed revolution, marching into Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July. I don't know why he thought that would have any impact. I mean, all the elected officials, they're gone for the holiday. It's an empty city in terms of the decision makers. But anyway, he wants to have this little march going into Washington, D.C., and he has got all of these online propagandists out there trying to get people to join this march and shouting down anybody who's opposed to the march and even trying to shout down people who are simply saying, I don't think it's a good idea. And they're calling us cowards and they're calling us anti-Semites and they just whatever argument comes to mind. But I want you to think about something very seriously. Adam Kokesh's stated plan. And we know he is planning a confrontation because of that free AdamKokesh.com website. Kokesh's people are saying that no, it had nothing to do with the stage arrest for drugs 6 days after the website created. It's in anticipation of the 4th of July march. Okay, fine. Let's take them at their word, take it at face value, and take it as proof that Kokesh is planning to have a confrontation. Kokesh is marching his people into Washington, D.C. across a narrow bridge. They will be met at the D.C. end of the bridge by the police, possibly even the army. Remember, the Pentagon's out there saying, we have decided we can intervene in a civil disturbance without waiting for the president or for the state governors to ask us. Complete disregard of posse comitatus. And it's not a coincidence they've announced this right now in this run-up to the march. So Kokesh's marchers are going to be on this narrow, confined space on a bridge over water, unable to spread out, let alone attempt to flank the police and the army, who will be free to do that, spread out and flank the marchers along that shoreline. In other words, Adam Kokesh is making the same tactical mistake the Persians did at Thermopylae and the British did at the Battle of Stirling. He has led his untrained crowd into a choke point, a killing zone. And unlike King Leonidas at Thermopylae or William Wallace at Stirling, the D.C. police and the U.S. Army are not an inferior force. Kokesh has set up this march in a manner guaranteed to be crushed by the government the moment anyone fires a shot. Maybe another FBI informant firing a starter pistol in the air. That's all it's going to take, just like at Kent State. Now, if Adam Kokesh were not working for the government to create this crisis, why would he make so many major tactical mistakes? We know he's planning for a confrontation. That Free Adam Kokesh website tells us he is. And so he's basically leading his people into an absolute killing zone. And even if Adam Kokesh were not planning a confrontation, he knows the DC police are. They've already said they are going to meet and confront the marchers there at the end of the bridge. Why would Kokesh still go along putting his followers, an untrained crowd of people carrying guns, into a narrow choke point? It is a setup. Now, as I said before in answer to all of my detractors, my online petition, and by the way, it's getting posted around the net now. It's over at the Daily Paul, as one example. All my petition is not trying to say Kokesh should call it off. My petition isn't saying, you know, that they should cancel the plans. All my petition says is, if you are a law-abiding gun owner and a supporter of the Second Amendment, you need to stand up and proclaim to the world in the weeks between now and the 4th of July that Adam Kokesh does not represent you. He does not act for you. He does not speak for you. And I realize this petition is not going to change what Adam Kokesh is doing, and that doesn't matter. The goal here is to get the message out to the American people that Adam Kokesh does not represent all gun owners and constitutional supporters across America. Because if something awkward does happen on the 4th of July, you know that's going to be the spin the government and the corporate media are going to put onto it. Oh, look at those gosh darn gun owners and how dangerous they are. And they actually tried to march into Washington, D.C. And yes, we successfully put them down and they deserved it. And now we've got to suspend the Constitution, got to suspend the Second Amendment at least. We've got to start taking the guns away from those dangerous gun kooks out there. We know how important the gun grab is to Barack Obama. It's been a major focus of his administration. We know that Adam Kokesh on his own Facebook page listed his employer as one of Barack Obama's organizations that is at the forefront of the gun grab. So the only way we can undermine the propaganda value of what looks to be another staged event is to get that message out to America. Adam Kokesh does not represent gun owners and Second Amendment supporters. We do not approve of what he's doing. We see it as a reckless and dangerous provocation. And that's all the petition says. And yet, from the firestorm of criticism and ad hominem attacks that we're seeing on the Facebook posts associated with this, it is clear that somebody somewhere thinks it's a major problem for gun owners to stand up and say, Kokesh does not represent me. And that's all we're saying. Why is that such a problem? Unless Kokesh's march is designed to create a propaganda climate to demonize all gun owners. And I think that's very clearly what it is. I can take some joy in the fact that I obviously ruined the holiday weekend for a lot of government propaganda shills online. Couldn't get out to get their beers and hot dog. They had to stay at their computers. Oh, there's another gosh darn post there. We got to slam on that. And like I said, you look at the content of these posts. They're not reasoned arguments. There are no facts or logic. It's just screaming. You're cowards. You're traitors to America. You're anti-Semites. And just this constant exhortation to get more people to join in the march. My goal with my petition is to have more signatures on it than Kokesh has marchers. And that is why I am asking everybody listening to this show, go to the petition itself. Don't even need to go to my little subpage about Kokesh and stuff. Just go to the petition itself. It's over on iPetitions. And just post that link to the petition everywhere that gun owners and Second Amendment supporters congregate. And just let's get as many signatures on there as we can. If we have more signatures on that petition than Kokesh has marchers, then it's going to be a real tough sell for the government and the corporate media to use whatever happens in D.C. on the 4th of July to tarnish all gun owners, to further erode our constitutional rights. So, by the way, Oath Keepers has come out. They do not endorse what Kokesh is doing. We know that last Friday when Kokesh started calling himself an armed revolution and talking about marches into all 50 state capitals, Alex Jones reversed himself. And he's now basically not in agreement with what Kokesh is doing. And I think that's a really good thing. More and more videos coming out from other people saying this is a really dumb idea. And so, but we got to keep up the pressure because the government has got, what, 4 or 5 weeks now to keep this thing going, to try and build it up, to try and create the illusion of an armed uprising, a little tiny one trapped on a bridge that can be brutally crushed in order to scare the rest of America into staying silent and doing as they're told. That's the goal here, to create a revolution under their control that can be crushed rather than risk a general uprising of the population that they might not be able to put down easily and cheaply. But we know, because of all these purchases of hollow point ammunition, all this militarization of the police, all these armored vehicles that are going out there, all of this very expensive technology at a time when they can't even keep the public schools open, we know the federal government is preparing to go to war against the American people. All they need is a flashpoint, a setup. And Kokesh is handing them one. The government needs a new Pearl Harbor, which we now know was also a setup. Roosevelt goaded the Japanese into the attack, knew they were coming, hid it from the Hawaiian commanders. The USS Maine in Havana Harbor. Oh, it was a Spanish mine. Let's go to war against Spain. And then years later, it turned out hadn't been a mine at all, just a design flaw in the ship itself. Vietnam, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Turned out they didn't exist. This is how the government gets its agenda. It lies to you. It deceives you. It tricks you. It creates events that will trick the American people into going along with a new agenda. And right now, Obama's agenda is he's got to grab the guns away from the American people because the American people are angry. And let's face it, Obama needs some kind of a major distraction from Triplegate. Benghazi is still exploding in his face. So is IRS gate, DOJ gate. They're trying to shift the focus away from Benghazi onto the IRS and DOJ because Benghazi is the real deep, dark, ugly secret of the Obama administration. Now, we're hearing a lot of talk from people about counter marches. We've got a gentleman here, Mr. Kudnoski, is talking about marching on the state capitals wearing handcuffs, the antithesis of Kokesh. And as I mentioned on yesterday's show, the problem with joining Kokesh's march with signs and placards saying you oppose him is the media can frame their coverage shots so the public can't read the signs and they'll claim that these are all Kokesh's supporters. So if you really want to have a counter march, arrange to have it in a different location. So you can't be confused with Kokesh. Take lots of pictures and videos. Only the independent media is going to cover the counter marches. We will be right back.
are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, just before we went to airtime today, I was watching on the corporate media, because I always like to find out what they want us to be thinking. And Obama was up there with this big presentation. He's there in New Jersey with Governor Christie talking about all the wonderful things the government did to take care of the victims of Hurricane Sandy, which we know really wasn't all that much. And, of course, it completely overlooks the fact that the reason the storm was so damaging was that spending on infrastructure has been slashed in order to send money to Israel and pour more money over Wall Street and fund these wars of conquest. And, you know, we got confirmation from people living in the area that the trees were not being cut back from the power lines, which means when the storm came through and these branches came down, they'd pull the power lines down with them. Now, a lot of people are saying, why is Obama doing this? Hurricane Sandy was a long time ago. He should be over in Oklahoma talking about what happened there, and he was over the weekend. And what he's doing is he's grandstanding. He knows the Americans are becoming aware of Triplegate, Benghazi, IRS gate, DOJ gate, and he's out there. He's campaigning because it's what he does best. He's out there campaigning to try and win back his public approval, because if he doesn't get it, Congress is going to feel a little more willing to maybe vote contrary to the interests of the White House. They're all looking at Obama as not necessarily being an asset for their own reelection campaign within the Democratic Party and figuring, well, if I can't, you know, gain anything by having Obama show up at my campaign rallies in 2014 or 2016, I might as well go with some other agenda here. And so he's out there. Obama knows he's in trouble with the American people. And he's out there saying, look at all the great things I did here and there. Pay no attention to Benghazi and IRS and DOJ abuses. Really, look at the wonderful things we've done. So he's just out there. He's grandstanding. He's campaigning. He's trying to win back the approval of the American people. I don't think he's going to get it, to be very, very honest here. Now, getting into Triplegate and looking at the Internal Revenue Service, we're seeing this article that came out of National Review, how the Internal Revenue Service is starting a process of locking down all their computer data across the entire agency. I was always under the impression that your tax records were secure or supposed to be secure, but I guess maybe now they're locking down the data about just how they're doing what they're doing. And I don't know how good that's going to be. Yes, it might prevent journalists from coming in and digging for what the IRS has been up to, but it certainly won't stop a congressional subpoena. If Congress says we demand XYZ records, the IRS has no legal grounds to refuse. And the fact that they're locking down all records all across the agency tells us that the wrongdoing was not confined to these few little rogue employees and this one little office in Cincinnati, which was the original story. They're locking down everything everywhere. Basically, they might as well put a flashing neon sign over the building saying, we're guilty, you got us. Getting into a bunker mentality here. All righty, let's see what we've got. Now, we're still following up on what appears to have been another staged terror attack over in Woolworth, Britain. And a lot of people are posting articles and videos about why this appears to be a fake. And again, I don't need to get tangled into all of the little fine details about why it's a fake. We just assume it's a fake because so many of them are. All of them are, ultimately. We need to focus on what is it being used for. And now, of course, we're getting this very alarming story out of the Daily Mail. The enemy is everywhere. And the former head of MI5 is now calling for the British people to spy on each other, to turn them all into informants. You've got to, same thing we saw here in the U.S. with see something, say something, which is kind of what we do here at Republic Broadcasting and whatreallyhappened.com, but of course that's not the see something, say something they really intended. But they're trying to turn their entire population into a bunch of paranoid government snitches. And again, this is exactly what Germany was doing, or what the Nazis were doing. Get everybody to be a snitch. Convince everybody there's a snitch looking at them. Now, in the category of dirty tricks here, over in Dearborn, Michigan, somebody left a pressure cooker in the restroom of the Adobe Hotel. It turned out to be just a pressure cooker, nothing in it, but it forced the evacuation of the guests and resulted in the cancellation of the Sunday night banquet of the University of Muslim Association of America. And that, of course, is the reason it was done. We don't want the Muslims getting together and having a good time and presenting a positive image to America. We can't let that happen after all the billions that have been spent demonizing Muslims in Hollywood movies and TV shows and the corporate media. We can't let the world see that they're just plain folks who have associations and banquets. So that's the reason this was done. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials here. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little story that just got put up at whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, IRS officials visited the White House more than 100 times during the period at which conservative groups and political dissidents were being targeted. During the administration of George W. Bush, the head of the IRS visited the White House just once in 4 years. So this thing is definitely, definitely turning ugly. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Now, getting into the area of complete total surveillance over us all, and they're trying to use this Woolworth hoax to get everybody saying, oh, yes, we've got to have total surveillance and everything. There is an interesting little bill that was passed down in Houston, Texas, because, as you know, along with all these government drones and all of this other stuff that the police are getting, drones are now commercially available. In fact, I was watching an episode of Top Gear last night where they were in Africa trying to follow the course of a river, and I love that show, and they had their own aerial drone to fly up and reconnoiter the territory around them. So you can buy these things, and they're probably a lot of fun. But of course, they can be misused. And so Houston just is considering a law that will make using drones to photograph people on private property a crime. And I'm kind of in agreement with that. You should have a right to privacy on your own property in your own backyard. But of course, this bill has exceptions for law enforcement, fire suppression, investigation of chemical spills, and apparently there are other exceptions. If the drone camera is of sufficiently low resolution, then you're allowed to photograph people on their own property. They're even allowing real estate agents to use drones to photograph homes for marketing materials, even though those homes are still occupied. But they know they're going to go on the market, so they fly a drone and they take a picture of what it looks like and put it on the market. So we're getting into this really gray area where the military, the government, law enforcement, environmental protection agencies, and even corporate interests are allowed to use drones to take pictures of you in your own home, in your own backyard, but you as a private citizen are not. And that's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. If it's illegal for me to fly a drone and look into the police station to see what they're doing, it should be illegal for the police station to fly a drone and look into my window and see what I'm doing. Not that they need a drone, because I got this little TV camera right here. And once again, we're seeing a double standard emerge, where there's one set of rules and law for ordinary people and a completely different set of rules and law for corporations and government officials, law enforcement, and the military. Now, speaking of the military, Syria is definitely being ramped up on a wide variety of fronts. A lot of people are making a big deal over the fact that Senator John McCain apparently snuck across the Turkey-Syria border to meet with the rebel leadership. We don't know why. He may be getting ready to do with Syria what Representative Charlie Wilson did in Afghanistan. Become the point man for escalating covert warfare against the government that is being toppled. Now, the really big news here is that the European Union is now lifting their embargo on arms to the hired mercenary army. They claim it's to spur the peace process because, oh, if we give all these weapons to the hired mercenaries, then Assad will come to the table to talk peace. The only problem with that, of course, is the United States is still insisting that if there is a deal between the rebels and the Syrian government, it does not include Assad. And that, of course, is a condition guaranteed to make sure there will be no peace negotiations. Now, Qatar is trying to arrange for Yemen's military elite to join the Free Syria Army. And once again, the Free Syria Army is 95% not Syrian. And these Yemenites are just more of the same. Hired mercenary army sent in to topple a government to make way for a pro-Western friendly, private central banking friendly regime to take over. Meanwhile, even though the European Union is lifting the embargo on weapons to the hired mercenary army, they are continuing the sanctions that harm the civilian population of Syria. At this point, it can no longer be said that the U.S. and Europe are unbiased neutrals trying to resolve a civil war. Very clearly, they're trying to give weapons to the hired mercenary army. They're continuing to starve the civilian population of Syria to try and turn them against Assad. That does not appear to be working, because those Syrian people are not fighting for Assad. They're fighting for their own country against a hired invasion force here. Now, Russia obviously is very angry about the lifting of the European Union arms embargo. They are going to send those S-300 air defense missiles into Syria in order to stabilize the situation and deter what Russia calls hotheads coming in and bombing the place, meaning, of course, Israel. And so Russia is out there saying basically, they need to arm the Syrian government to try and keep this war from escalating any further. And, of course, the U.S. wants exactly the opposite. They want Assad gone. They want their newly created Syrian government to take over, sell Syria's oil only for the U.S. dollars, keep Israel happy, maybe carve off a big chunk of Syria to give to Israel as part of the bargain here. Now, here's where it gets really dicey. Israel is warning Russia that Israel is prepared to attack Russian state transports bringing these weapons into Syria. Now, when Russia responds to what is clearly an act of war by Israel, who do you think Israel is going to turn to protect them from those bad old mean Russians? We didn't do anything to them. We just shot down a few of their planes. They're making a big deal out of nothing. You, the American children, have to go stand between Russia and Israel because that, of course, is your only reason to be in existence. And so they're really cranking that up. Russia has just called a snap drill. All of their armed forces are on 24-hour alert right now. Russia is sending a very clear, unequivocal message to Israel. If you attack our aircraft over Syrian airspace, we will respond. And we know the only reason Israel is out there bluffing and saying we're going to attack your planes is Israel's absolutely convinced that they've got millions and millions of young Americans to throw in front of themselves as bullet stoppers. That's where this is going. And remember, I've told you time and time again, Israel would love it if they could trick the United States and Russia into a mutually destructive war that would remove both countries as major players in global geopolitics and leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal in control of the Middle East, in control of the Middle East oil, which would put them in economic control over pretty much all of the planet. That's what Israel really wants. Our so-called friend in the Mideast is trying to play, let's you and him fight with the U.S. and Russia. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Jim in South Carolina, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, back to the drones. You buzzed right through that one. You know, you can go online and buy a drone for about $5,000 that'll stay aloft for about an hour, depending on the battery power that you equip it with high-resolution cameras, fly a pre-programmed GPS course, and has the ability to station keep in a 10-mile-an-hour wind.
That is a pretty impressive little drone. I mean, for me personally, the only reason I would want to have a drone would be to use for filmmaking, you know, in places where you can't get a camera crane in. And I can think back on a couple of occasions during Lost where having one of those drones with one of the high-end Canon cameras that will shoot full 1080p high-def video with high quality would have saved us a lot of time and grief there. But I understand everybody's playing with these toys and everything. And, yeah, they're commercially available. And I think down in Texas is the beginning of a trend where we will see all these laws passed to say it's okay for the police and the government and these environmental agencies and various private corporations are allowed to use these things, but you, ordinary American citizens, are not. I think it's the beginning of a trend.
Do you think that's going to stop somebody like me? I doubt it.
Well, I can't speak for you, obviously. I mean, you know, it certainly would stop me, but then I already have a healthy respect for other people's privacy. You know, I'd be using the thing to shoot wildlife images or just nice vistas of the beaches and stuff because that's the way I think about this kind of thing.
I'm not talking about other people's privacy. I fully enjoy privacy, and I respect other people's privacy. But do the paramilitary police have any privacy? That's what I want to know, and I don't think they do.
Well, you know, that, of course, is being argued through the court system right now with this issue of just cell phones and cameras in the streets, where even though the courts have ruled repeatedly that the police out in public have no expectation of privacy, but that hasn't stopped police officers across the country from confiscating and even smashing cameras, confiscating memory cards if you catch them doing something they ought not to be doing. And that's one of the reasons why if you are going to any kind of demonstration or protest movement, you need to consider having covert cameras. The Luxi headset is a good one, a good quality image. It's built into a Bluetooth headset. You really need to take some black paint and cover that little red light at the front that comes on when it's recording. There's this other company, we used to have them as advertisers, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember their name, but they had products called the DigiPen, which was a pen that sits in your pocket that's a camera, camcorder recording. It's got They also had, there's various sunglasses out there with cameras built in, and I really think that's the way to go, because the police can't smash or confiscate a camera they don't know is there. The other thing I would recommend very, very strongly, and I use these myself, it's called the iFi card, and they're up to a, I think it's a 16 gig class 10 card. It's an SD card, goes into various cameras, most of which are already programmed to use it. If you put it into the Canon, you get all these iFi options start appearing in the menu. And what it will do is, when you take a picture on this camera, it will locate a hotspot, a Wi-Fi hotspot, and you have to pay a yearly fee to open up this public network, but when you take a picture or a video, it is instantly sent across Wi-Fi to reside on some server of your own choosing. So even if the police take the camera, take the iFi card, the cat is out of the bag. And so if you're involved in any kind of peaceful demonstrations, and you are taking pictures to document the event, having one of these iFi cards in your camera and having it set up to simply snarf out a local Wi-Fi router to send the pictures out of reach of the police is definitely the way to go. Of course, we know what's going to happen. The police will get a device that will jam Wi-Fi along with the cell phones wherever they're operating so that you can't get stuff up. But, you know, be creative. Have multiple cards. Swap them in and out. So the police take one and you still have a couple of others hidden on your person. I'll tell you what's going to happen next, because we've already seen this idea being proposed by Apple. All future digital cameras and smartphones with cameras are going to have a device built in where the police or the government can send out a signal to disable them immediately. They're already talking about that. Oh, we got to go in and bash heads on the Tea Party, Occupy protesters, disable all the cameras in the area except for the ones that are licensed by us to make us look good and the other guys look bad. Anything else? Jim? Oh, he dropped. All right. Getting back to Syria, as I mentioned, under the cover, or rather to sort of provide a politically acceptable cover for this escalation in arming of the hired mercenary army, the excuse is it will push along the peace process if we arm the rebels and get them all back to the peace table. Now, the rebels have already said, no, we're not going to go to the peace tables. We want to take over the country, and we want to be the new government, which, of course, is not the U.S. agenda. They're already forming this other little group over here that is going to be swapped for Assad. And, of course, the U.S. continues to assist, you know, in peace talks. Assad can't attend. Iran can't attend. It's just going to be us telling Assad to get out and let the new government in. And Assad's not going to go for that. Assad is not going to go for that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, in response, possibly in response, to Israel's belligerent talk that they will shoot down Russian aircraft carrying the weapons to Syria, Russian warplanes have gone on 24-hour alert in what is being called a snap alert drill. The timing, I don't think, is a coincidence. And this includes deployment of four regiments of these S-300 air defense systems. So Russia is sending a message that if Israel carries out an attack on Russia's transport aircraft, Russia is going to treat it as an unprovoked act of war. And Israel will say, fine, go ahead, go to the war against us. We've got the Americans to throw at you. And as I said before, Israel would absolutely love it if they could trick the U.S. and Russia into a mutually destructive war, wipe each other out as a political power, as a global power, and leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal in control of the Middle East and its oil. That's what Israel would love to have happen. And that's why they're provoking this situation, because Israel knows if they shoot down the Russian planes and Russia starts acting like they're going to attack Israel, Israel couldn't possibly win a war on its own against Russia. Russia could literally wipe them off the face of the earth. Israel is doing this because they know they have got a lock. They have bribed enough congressmen. They got enough blackmail information on Obama where they absolutely know it's a guarantee. Your sons, your daughters will be sent to die defending Israel from a Russian retaliation. Now, public opinion against yet another escalation, a new war in Syria or anywhere else continues to grow. We already know the polling numbers here in the United States overwhelmingly show Americans do not want any more war. We're sick and tired of this stuff. over in Britain in the Daily Mail. They've got this article about Foreign Secretary William Hague basically saying, we have got enough problems at home without getting mired in another foreign bloodbath. And he's making a very valid point. The British government has been hand in glove with the U.S. government in all of these invasions, Afghanistan, Iraq, all these other places. How is it benefiting Great Britain? It doesn't seem to be. It's just the U.S. says go kill these people and Britain says yes. And behind it all, of course, Britain has their problem with Israel firsters, the same as the United States. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we want to talk about raising on a busted flush. I just got this article here from the Daily Mail in Great Britain. The story about the guy they told us was Osama bin Laden who got killed 2 years ago. has changed again. Now they're claiming that the reason there was no body to bring back and there was no way to take pictures or do any testing about this is that Osama bin Laden blew himself up with a suicide belt after the Navy SEALs shot him in the thigh. That's the new story. Of course, there was no report whatsoever from the Navy SEALs on the scene that there was any kind of an explosion. But that's the new spin. Oh, the reason there were no pictures, the reason we couldn't bring him back, he blew himself up with a suicide belt. They're not even trying to keep these stories consistent here. All righty, let's see. Getting back to Syria, we're getting reports that inside Syria, the Syrian forces and the Syrian people are actually achieving major victories against the hired rebel army. Because remember, these mercenary armies, they're there for a paycheck. They're not going to take chances. They're not going to be splendidly brave in the face of confrontation or threat. They're going to fade back under the principle of he who fights and runs away will live to fight another day. And so Assad and his forces and his people have been gaining ground. That is probably what precipitated this all of a sudden removing of sanctions regarding arms to the Syrian hired mercenary army. And all pretext of trying to be fair and balanced and we're just here to stop this horrible, tragic civil war are completely abandoned. The weapons are going to start pouring in on both sides, with the U.S. and Europe giving arms to the hired mercenaries and Russia bringing in their advanced weaponry for Assad and his forces. And remember the lesson of Vietnam. A foreign invading force is never as effective in combat as people on the ground fighting for their homes and families they can see before their very eyes. And remember, Russia warned the United States, both through Hillary Clinton and through John Kerry, that if the U.S. went into Syria and or Iran, Russia was committed to turning it into the new Vietnam and wear the U.S. down in a war of attrition, and Russia can do it. They've got a strong economy right now. They are not exhausted by decades of war. Putin kicked out their money junkies, took over control of their central bank, paid off Russia's national debt in just 3 years. The last American president who paid off America's national debt was Andrew Jackson. And he shut down the Second Bank of the United States in order to be able to do it. The U.S. does not have the money, the manufacturing, or the men to win a prolonged ground conflict in Syria or Iran. So Russia's threat of turning it into a new Vietnam and destroying America in a war of attrition is credible. They can do it. Now, oh, got to take a station identification break here. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.